Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, by now, if you've got your kids at home because the in-school classes have been canceled or you're juggling the hybrid situation, whatever the deal is with you and your kids or your grandkids, I know a lot of grandparents are stepping up because mom and dad have to go back to work. Well, guess what? There is a bill that is currently being discussed in the state Senate that could provide just some money to help you through this, whether it is for a new computer. A lot of kids are still waiting for computers. There are all kinds of expenses that go along with this, and a lot of our families just can't get it together, but this bill could help. Colleen Horonchik is on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline right now from the Commonwealth Foundation to tell us more about this bill, how it will work, and how it could help our families. Welcome to the conversation, Colleen.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be able to talk about this with you.
So this could be good news for families.
Very good news. I mean, as you mentioned in the intro, so many families are dealing with educational expenses. There was a national retail group that estimated each family will be, or the average family will spend about $790 on educational materials this year. So people need help, but the help they need varies from person to person, and that's the beauty of this Back on Track educational grant.
So, yeah, I mean, and that can be anything from papers, pens, a whiteboard, any of those things that parents are now struggling to try to figure out, where do I get this? How do I do this?
Right. It could be tutoring. You know, a lot of kids have fallen behind in their classes. They could do a tutoring in person or online classes. And for some families, you know, they have tuition that they have to pay, and that's harder now because maybe they've lost income. So there's just a very wide variety of needs. And the nice thing, this bill, it prioritizes lower-income families, so it's really aimed at getting help where it's needed most.
So where does the bill stand? It's called it's referred to as the Back on Track bill. Is that pretty much what we're talking here?
That's right, because the goal is to, you know, get kids back on track. There's lots of ways that kids have fallen off track in the last 6 months. You know, some, their districts just couldn't rise to the challenge of remote schooling, and others, the method just doesn't work for them. So whatever their needs are, this bill is designed to be incredibly flexible and make sure that their needs can be met. So yeah, it's called the Back on Track Education Scholarship Account Bill. And there's a version in the House and the Senate. There was a hearing on Monday in the Senate with a panel of people from, you know, the public schools that were opposing it, which is interesting because actually the president of the teachers union, the PSEA, he expressed support for the concept in a hearing in August. So, you know, they've turned against it because of people who pay tuition being eligible to use it. So that's kind of unfortunate because you would think that they would recognize the benefits to the kids in their systems. You know, most kids are in their local district school, about 80%. So clearly most of the beneficiaries are likely to be kids in their local district public school. So it would be way better if those groups would support the bill, help their kids get access to these funds, and make sure that each kid gets the help that they need.
And so what happens next? So they discussed the bill on Monday. What's the next step, and what should folks do?
Well, the best thing to do if you want to make sure that your lawmakers know that you need this help, and you can even tell them specifically what it is you would use your funds for, call your local lawmakers. If you don't know who they are, if you go to legis.state.pa.us, you can look it up by county or by address. Mm-hmm. Call them. Tell them why you need this help. Tell them what it can mean for you. The public school system has gotten about $1 billion already in federal relief funds. So this is a chance for families to get the relief that they need. It's a little bit unclear what the next step will be just because of the shortened season that we have with the election coming up and, you know, budget negotiations restarting after the election probably. So, but, you know, the fact that we got a hearing and had pretty good publicity from it, people are definitely talking about this. Most people recognize that families have these needs. So there is growing support for it. And
there is support.
You know, the more that
Colleen, we're going to run out of time, but we thank you. And we're going to ask you to keep us apprised of what's happening because we might need to get more publicity out there. Thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.